Hello, innovators, explorers, and risk takers. Welcome to another episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm interviewing Bernard Chong. Bernard is an angel investor with over $1 billion in his portfolio. He has invested in multiple founders and startups across the globe. He is originally from Philippines, but currently he's living in Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, United States. And today he's here to share with how he invests in startups, how he picks founders, what are the characteristics he looks for in the founders, the startups, and the businesses that he invests in. So let's learn from Bernard what his investment thesis and his philosophy is and how he makes his winning angel investments. Before we get started, I'd like to add is that nothing mentioned in this podcast should be taken as an investment advice. Bernard is a seasoned angel investor. Angel investments contain a lot of risk. So with that out of the way, let's get into it. So Bernard, it's great to have you on the show. So looking forward to talking with you. I've been following you now on social media and looking at everything and on so many things that you have done. For some of our audience who still don't know you yet, can you please share with our audience what are the things that you are passionate about these days and a bit about your journey as well?
I'm still learning many things. I'm also an angel investor, so I want to invest in people and learn their journey too. And if I can help on sharing my knowledge and experience on what I do and what our team do, I share them freely to help them promote what they do faster, execute faster, and if possible, not to do the basic mistakes that normally a startup or a young person in business experience without much business experience will make.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Angel investing, as good as it sounds, but it can be quite challenging at times. Like, how do you identify the startups or the founders that you want to invest in?
There's no secret that will guarantee success on anything that starts. So normally, yes, I just look at signs where if we communicate well, if their values is in line with my values, for example, speed. Sometimes you have to choose speed, culture, because if it's a startup, speed is important and culture also is somewhat has to be there. And I test how they interact with me if I deliberately test them with hard stuff or let's say with stuff that I will see if their patience is there, because patience plays a lot of key in a startup.
Yes.
Also problem solving, how they solve problem and how they interact.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And how does one become an angel investor? Share a little bit about your journey. How did you end up becoming an angel?
Oh, I grew up in a family business. Yes. So I was born having a local shoe brand called World Balance in Manila, Philippines, where my grandfather started it. So when I was born, we already own a family business. From there, I learned all the business stuff from sales to production to storage to marketing and all the financial conversations on how the business is being run and the deadlines. So that was my training. And I took up an electronics communication engineering course in De La Salle University. So I have an engineering background. In a way, it helps me solve problems, because in an engineering degree, there would be challenges and how you solve it, and you have to be creative how you solve it. I think that helped too. I was also a salesman because of our family business. We make shoes, local shoes. So part of my training when I was young was selling to family members like uncles, friends, selling the shoes to their associates. So with problem solving and sales, I become a businessman or an investor. Now, from sales, I got good income from sales. And then I invested it in people. It was hard at first, because anything that you start at first will be slow. But through time, I've been doing this for 22 years already. I'm 43. I started my own since I was 21. So 22 years. Now I have monthly income that I can invest. So that's how I become angel investor.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so what companies or startups do you invest in? Is there any particular niche or sector?
I invest in quite diverse stuff. So I have an animation company in Manila. We make animation for Microsoft. It's called Synergy 88 Studio.
And oh, fantastic.
We were the first certified animation studio, Microsoft certified, that makes animation for Microsoft in Manila. And I put on restaurant businesses, retail businesses. We own Easy Franchise. It's a platform that makes franchisees. If there's a franchise, we're going to get 5 people, 10 people to manage their money to for a certain franchise like Dunkin' Donut or McDonald's. And then we just get management fee, and the proceeds, we give them back to the shareholders. So we have that. I have a Bitcoin platform also, an exchange, Bitcoin exchange, that I part owned also.
What's it called?
Paylance.com. Yeah, Paylance.com. I'm into coffee shop. We opened Tim Horton Philippines.
Oh,
but I
wow.
I have a license for the Philippines. So I'm just a shareholder for there. I'm much more. We have a radio station. We have a watch company in Switzerland named Vanguard. It's a watch that the dials are the one that's moved, not the hand.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. That's pretty unique.
Yeah, Vanguard is Vanguart, Tango.
Yeah, so, I've seen those watches actually, because I'm into watches and stuff. So yeah, so no, that's very cool. Out of the different industries that you work in and the different sectors and stuff you work in, is there any particular sector that you are really bullish about, like globally?
I never anticipate stuff to be bullish. I rather believe that everything's growing.
Yes.
And if somebody gets your business, that's because you didn't do your homework or your assignment. I believe that everything's growing.
Yeah.
And if there's a certain group or person or company that they think their business is being eaten out or it's not expanding anymore, I think they're slacking around. Because progress is always progress, and where populations is always growing. So somebody must be getting the business.
That's true. That's true. Somebody or some new product or new tech that is disrupting it, probably.
But that's also your business. If somebody
exactly
disrupts
right.
your business, that's still your business.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So I completely understand. Just talking about, you are an avid reader. Are there any particular books that you have really enjoyed when it comes to business or management execution, anything like that?
Most books are helpful and have some insights for you to see. There's management books, psychology books, business books. Most books are helpful. And things that I like is that your personal MBA, the who, not how, is the person when you want to execute something, get the person who knows. Think and Grow Rich, How to Influence People. There are so many books. Yeah. So there's not particular favorite. But recently in a business book, I found that the personal MBA is a very concise, complete book for a business person.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Just thinking about startup founders or founders who would have reached out to you, what are some characteristics in a person? Now, this is not about the startup, that you like to see when they reach out to you.
When they reach out to me, I don't make the decisions at once. Often I research about them also. Sometimes I will really prolong the time to see if they're dedicated to what they're doing.
Yes.
Because there are times when people will tell you this at this moment, they feel eager and they feel dedicated today. But after 3 weeks, they might be thinking, so sometimes I would say, okay, let's plan this. Give me certain time. So I want to know if 2 weeks after, 3 weeks after, if still that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's part of risk when you're angel investing that the success rate is low. So you got to know some things, some tactics to make sure to test that they're really dedicated. Because once you put the money in, you really can't sue a startup. Just starting and then you sue them. So that's really not my thing. To me, if it grows, it's good. I grow with you. But if it
Yes.
fails, I always blame myself rather than getting up onto them. I feel like I'm, whatever decision I make, I suck up to it. If it pans out well, then good. Let me repeat and rinse. But if it doesn't turn out good, it's my fault. I must have not seen or missed some things, and I better do better next time.
I have always seen 100% of the times the people who take personal responsibility are super successful in life. There is no exception to this. People who always blame others, they always find excuses to blame others. They don't get as far in life. That's something that I have always noticed, this sort of a correlation. Talking about success, what has been your most successful angel investment?
Platform businesses are
Yes.
really my successful businesses in terms of creating money and value. But I started also an esports team, which is Brand Esports,
yes.
and we gave M2 champion, world champion title to our country, Philippines. And the M5, we rebranded the Brand Esports to AP Brand. And we
Yes.
also won this December, last year, December 18, we won the M5 Mobile Legend World Champion also. So we give the Philippines another World Champion title. So the Brand Esports, AP Brand, gave our country twice World Champion title for the whole world to be recognized, written. And it's a good, I find that successful also.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so how did you get connected with this esports team?
As a young person before, I play games. And of course,
Yes.
I have the means to support group.
Yeah.
And I found that there's a community in playing games, especially Dota,
Yes.
Street Fighter. And it turns out that competition there is also fierce.
Yes, very fierce.
And the publishers, they started tournaments. So
Yeah.
we were reach out to see if we could make a team or support a team. And
Yes.
I figured that it's a good way to support kids and children because I like education. I like teaching
Yes.
them. So I just started to have a own team to support the kids. And eventually, while supporting them, might as well get a coach. I really didn't
Yes.
know how to do it properly at once. But once you started it,
Yeah.
in time, through time, you get to know that, oh, you're missing this. You're missing a coach. You're missing some stuff. Then you figure it out. It was a blessing that we figured it out and we won the world champion. It was not a hope that we will be champion. I just did it. And then we become champion. So normally I tell people, just do what you think is right. The result will surprise you.
Yes.
Normally people, they just have to do what's right and what they think is right. The results often will be a surprise in a good way.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. Like talking about some of your other investments, there's another thing that you did mention is like a Bitcoin exchange. How did you get involved in that business, or how did that founder approach you?
My partner there is Jay Villarante in
Yes.
Thailand. And he was my personnel before on a certain company that I angel invest also.
Yes.
But it didn't flew, so I closed the company.
Yeah.
But when you do those things, you know who good people are. And that
Yes.
person approached me and he said he has a dream. He want to make a big Bitcoin exchange. And I believe in that person. And I
Yes.
invested in him. And from there, he grew the company, and the company is based in Manila, and he has a
Yes.
company based in Singapore also. The exchange is making money
Yeah.
in a way. It's all right.
Oh,
It's
absolutely. It
has
is only
compliance. Yeah,
yes.
it's compliant in government, and it's an exchange. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. And whereabouts are you based currently? Are you based in US or Philippines?
I'm in LA now. I'm
Yes.
planning to create more businesses or to angel invest more in US territory.
Yeah.
I've invested in Asia and I invested some with friends in other countries. Panama also, I have a construction company. We make low-cost housings there. I have 180-acre land that we make low-cost housing. So again, so I'm in USA. I'm planning
Yes.
to invest in US territories.
Oh, fantastic.
It is. I have seen a lot more activity in Asia these days, Asia. And like I do travel a lot, and I've been going to US since 2008, nearly every single year. And in US, they just a few days ago, they allowed the ETFs, the Bitcoin ETFs. And since then, $7 or $8 billion have flown in into the Bitcoin ETFs, because now it's different people. Onboarding is a lot easier because it is done through the managed funds and stuff. So I can completely see how that the Bitcoin exchange you have invested in is only going to go higher, as in that investment is only going to do better for you. So I can completely see you have chosen a lot of winners along the way. What has been some of the investments that haven't been that good for you?
Actually, my measurement of good investment is when I learn something.
Yes.
Or if I didn't learn something. Actually, some companies that I invested that didn't fly, in a way, resource-wise, it stopped. And it was a waste in a resource-wise. But upon learning, those lessons are valuable. It's like what kind of character of a person who you didn't notice that it was wrong and they were so prideful and arrogant, and now that you've experienced those, dealing with those people, you know. So in the future, if they have some markers that it seems like they're the same one, then I don't move forward with them. And I think even the failures are successful if you learn the lesson. It's, maybe that's just my thought, or this is what I mean. So
yes,
like I said, we do what we do. I always think universe is perfect. What's meant for you will be meant for you. And maybe you're being protected too if there's something you want to do and it didn't pan out the way it is. Maybe because there are lessons that you have to learn too. And we know great people also who haven't done their dreams when they were young, like Michael Jordan, Scott, and some other ideas where, you know, at first, like Disney or Stan Lee pitching Spider-Man and they say it's not good and then eventually it was the best idea. So,
yes,
like I said, there's a proper time for everything. What is important for the person is just do what you feel doing and learn everything. Success or not success, your time will come. Just continue to believe that great things is ahead of you, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And do you personally have a mentor?
A mentor?
Yes.
I ask people about their stories. I have mentors who are older than me. But
yeah,
these are not famous people, but they are older people,
yes,
with experience.
Yeah.
I also believe that every person should be talking to three age group. Person older than them, so they know where what they're doing at that age, and you know what you're expected to do going to that age. Person younger than you, because you know what the market is, because market are normally for younger people. And that's truthfully like, that's how it is. So you got to know what's their interests are, what they're talking about, and then also person at your age group. So you know what your age is doing too. So you know if you're doing it the right way, how they do it.
Yep, 100%. And just talking about people, I feel like a lot of the things in business, or whether it's funding or a lot of these things, it is sales. At the end of the day, you are selling your idea, your product, your service, or anything, whether it's, even if it's employees, you are selling the idea that why they should work for you, or if it is you're working for an employer, why that they should do a certain way and do certain things. What can you share about sales and your experience in whether it's selling your idea, your business, your product, anything?
That's a good thing to ask. And to complete it, it's not just sales, because sales is how you convince people to buy it, right? But the salesperson must also know the vision. He must also have the experience.
Yes.
Also, I'll give you an example. I'm selling you two things, for example. One is cheaper and one is more expensive, same thing. And just by sales, I could not sell you the expensive one, because of course, for value of money, everybody likes the cheaper one. Face value at first, right? Let's say it's the same pickup truck, just for example.
Yeah.
But because I have experience and vision, I would tell you that the expensive one will hold more value and can resell more. But I have to explain it to the person I'm selling, that through time, he will save more by buying the more expensive. And
yes.
that salesperson should be a veteran, has a foresight, is known why he selling the more expensive product is a better buy long term.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to explain it. And then, of course, at the end of the day, it's the buyer's decision also if he wants to invest in a long term so he could save long term, or he just the immediate savings first and then do away. So at the end of the day, it's the buyer's choice. But what I mean is, if you have vision and you can explain everything, you can sell a more expensive stuff to the buyer as long as you can explain to them that in the long run, it's better value. So again, it's sales, but you should have the understanding of the market and the vision also, and to be able to explain different stuff, why the buyer would, what's the upside of choosing choice A, or what's the upside choosing choice B?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely agree to that. But sometimes pricing also defines the product. It's as soon as you see two different prices, people automatically assume the higher price would be higher quality. So yeah, I agree. I agree with what you say. But yeah, thinking about it and just thinking about apart from sales skills, what other skills do you think a founder of a company or a startup needs in your point of view?
I don't know if it's a skill, but patience is really important.
Yes.
Patience to wait for them to learn, patience to wait for them to figure it out, and also proper planning also is important, because sometimes the founder, the startup, and the newbies are inexperienced to go through and navigate budgets, financial budgets, for example, and you have to teach them. And because sometimes they will go to a plan, but the budget is not there. And then eventually it will fail or it will not push through. So there are many things. But for sure, patience, creativity, dedication, there's a lot. It's not simple to be a business person, to be a founder. It's a lot. And people skill. But I guess one most important thing is their attitude. Their attitude and dedication. Yeah.
Yeah. When you think about it, when you think back, do any people come to mind where you thought that, wow, like I love their attitude? And what was it that you picked up in their attitude?
I found most of the companies that are with me still, that I angel invest, are always forward-looking. And they have confidence also that everything will pan out good, all right, even though they're struggling in the process.
Yeah, 100%.
I think no company became successful without challenges.
I think just like every person has their own story, every company has its own story of challenges and the journey that they have to go through. Yeah, talking about that, there's another thing I saw about Brandseed Foundation. Can you please share a bit about that as well?
Oh, I started the Foundation for Education here in USA. It's going to start this year, 2024, to operate. We will send people who needs education, hopefully in our own capacity, to help society and help people be educated and hopefully turn our world a better place by teaching them.
So is this done online, offline? Do you have a physical presence you're planning to have for this? How would it work?
It should be online. Of course, we will have physical office. So both,
And would it be taking people only from US or also from overseas?
I think we could take people anywhere. As
okay,
long as it's a certain guidelines or criteria.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. That's quite a noble vision that you have. And just talking about this vision as well as for other things, do you have a ask? Is there anything that you are looking for, whether you're looking for more leaders, people to hire, and anything? Feel free to share.
Oh, right now, I'm not particularly looking for anything, but I'm enjoying my journey also as I am here in USA. I'm enjoying what ideas came about or drops on my lap and to discuss it. But I'm not really particularly looking for anything at the moment.
Yeah, Oh, fantastic. And how do you feel about US? Are you optimistic about US? Are you compared to, because you have spent a lot of time in Asia. I'm super optimistic about Asia, especially when I travel and I see so much growth and so many changes. Every 1 or 2 years I go to any same country in Asia and it looks so different. Yeah, what are your views about US?
Actually, US is a very structured country. So
Yes.
I think anywhere there's a room for growth and a room for improvement as long as you understand everything. So normally when you say Asia, normally you say it's like infrastructure is backward compared to first world countries, for example. But again, they can catch up quickly. And if you see that and you're with that, then maybe you're looking at the putting the first world technology to the third world technology and taking advantage of it. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing too.
Yes.
But like I said, there is growth everywhere and anywhere. As long as you have imagination and as long as you use your connection, imagination, and able to improve some stuff that you see. That's how we progress. First, you develop a wheel, a clock, you combine them, and then the satellite now, you develop flight, and then you combine them. So always progress is there as long as a person, a group, or as the leaders have vision and imagination.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. I love your message that there is growth everywhere. There is progress everywhere. As long as you have imagination, as long as you've got grit and the patience to grind it out and keep going. So yeah, on that note, if anyone wants to reach out to you, what would be the best places? Which social media are you mostly on? So I can share that with my audience.
We have Instagram, Facebook. We have X. We have LinkedIn. Brentseedfoundation.org also is okay.
Oh, fantastic. So I will share that in the show notes as well. And Bernard, thank you. Thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom. It has been an absolute pleasure talking with you and want to wish you the best of luck in all your angel investments as well as for the Brentseed Foundation.
Okay, thank you, Sam.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening or watching this episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. By now, you know the drill. Leave a comment or share this episode with a friend and leave a review. I would love to hear from you. So that's why my DMs are open. Reach out to me, especially if you are a founder building a product in Web3. Then I would love to hear from you. What are your challenges? Is there anything that I can help you or my community can help you with? Thank you once again and wish you best of luck in building your startup or your project.